And with me in the care of Yes Studios now are Bruce Cohn, Vincent Pibara, and Andrew Lee Vincent, here to talk about a co-production of the play Visiting Mr. Green by Jeff Barron. It is a co-production between Grigri Productions and the Tea Sippers Theater Group. With Andrew, you are one of the co-founders of that group. And as Bruce was saying, this project has been a long time in coming, something he's been wanting to do for a very long time. And finally, all the stars aligned, and Vincent and Andrew were able to be in this two-man play. And Bruce, you've particularly been wanting to do it for a long time because you acted in it several years ago.
I did, about 11 years ago when I was living at that time in Bakersfield, California, of all places. The Bakersfield Community Theater launched a production. I was cast in the role of Mr. Green. And I was in my early 50s playing in a mid-80s character. So that was, it's always interesting for an actor to have to age themselves and take on the walk and the rhythms and, you know, everything of a gentleman who's 30 years your senior. And since then, it was such an incredibly wonderful role for me, and cherished the role. But since then, I've always wanted to direct it.
So it obviously made a big impact upon
Absolutely.
You. What was it about the entire play and not just your part that really struck you?
Jewish.
Okay.
Being raised Jewish, mm-hmm. and really being able to relate to the character. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw my grandfather, my father, my relatives, and this guy, and the way he talked. And he's from New York. He was raised, born in the States, but, you know, it raised in a Yiddish family, Orthodox Jewish family, so he has the rhythms, the beats, not necessarily an accent per se, but a way of speaking, a way of talking, a way of communicating that I really related to.
Mm-hmm. How did that play in Bakersfield, California? So far,
I remember the audiences were slim. I don't think there's much of a Jewish population there, but
I think that's like where Merle Haggard is from.
Yeah, he absolutely is, and I've got another story I could tell you about that.
So we shouldn't be talking, though. This is pretty far away from New York as well, and that's not really mm-hmm. part of our background.
No, well, it's not. And the play mm-hmm. does take place in the city, in New York City. Do you want a synopsis? Do you want these guys to talk a little bit?
Yes, I do. But it is interesting how many plays we have done in Lafayette that are set in New York City.
Yeah.
Of course, I think there are a lot of playwrights from New York
yeah.
as well.
And this particular playwright, Jeff Barron, is from yeah. New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, let's talk about these two characters because there are only two. And you all are pretty much on stage the entire time.
The whole time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, you're both playing characters quite a bit older than yourselves. Mm-hmm. Vincent, playing someone who's in their 80s.
40s playing 80s.
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
yes. That's it. Well, considering that I just finished Tuesdays with Maury, it okay. hasn't been
you're,
much
you're
of a
prepared.
Stretch.
You're prepared for that. And Andrea's not such a stress. You did just graduate from high school.
Yeah, it's...
Sort of in their late 20s.
Yeah, the late mm-hmm. 20s is mm-hmm. what we're playing it. Mm-hmm. He's almost 30 is what it's written. He's 29, but we're playing it a little younger because that's a little bit more of a stretch. But
okay. Now, were you familiar with the play before Bruce brought it to your attention?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. I had never heard of it before. Bruce approached – he came to see a performance of Undertaker and His Wife, and we did it at Cité in November. And he had some ideas as to what he wanted to do, and then he connected to the idea of he wanted to do this production. It was so close to him, and so we decided we were going to do it. We got together, we did our first read through, and I absolutely love it. But beforehand I didn't know much about it, and I think that's what I love so much about it. You know, it's not extremely popular. It's not one that's overdone. It's something that you can really experiment with and make special. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I didn't, but I'm really glad that we've invested our time and. You know, everything into it. It's very, very powerful. I think it'll be something that people can definitely take home with them, and, you know, they'll be able to benefit something from it, you know, especially about the relationships and the the meaning behind everything, the mm-hmm. friendships and the acceptance. And it's just really, really beautiful.
So the power comes from the interaction between these two characters. You are the only two. So let's talk just a bit about your characters. And if I do have anyone tuning in right now, we're talking about the play Visiting Mr. Green, which will open tomorrow evening. And it runs for two nights this weekend at Cité des Arts and then the following weekend as well. It's
Correct.
Directed by Bruce Cohn and stars Vincent Barra and Andrew Lee Vincent. So describe your character, Vincent, Mr. Green.
Oh, that 86-year-old mean, crotchety Jew will get me in trouble. But
the opposite of Maury, Tuesdays with Maury, which you've been doing a lot, right?
A cranky old individual. He's just lost his wife of 59 years.
He has reasons.
Yeah, he has reasons. And it's there are things that he's facing in this world, and his will to live is not there. And it takes a younger person's spark to get him back to living. And so those are some of the things that drive him. And it's nice to see him come awake again.
So you have that process, that unfolding throughout the play.
Yes.
There are comic elements in here as
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Some of the things he says is like, what, I'm going to waste good food? And there are really some things in there that are quite comical.
That are not supposed to be funny. That's the humor behind Jewish guilt humor, which is where—
It's not meant to be funny.
No, which is where the Jewish Yiddish humor comes from, is their guilt. And the way they just say their lines, it's not meant to be funny, but it comes out hilarious.
Well, and a lot has to do with your direction and the people you choose for these characters and how they play those roles and interact with each other. So is the young man played by Andrew Vincent, are you a very opposite character, or are you a Jewish character as well?
He's Jewish, but he's mm-hmm. he would be someone today someone I feel most people today who are raised Jewish, you know, who grew up in a Jewish family. I don't know much about my culture. I don't speak Yiddish. My character, he doesn't speak Yiddish. Mm-hmm, I think, you know, they're not necessarily practicing, and so
your family,
right? Mm-hmm. And so that's something that we butt heads about. Not necessarily butt heads, but we have differencing, you know, mm-hmm. differences of opinion. But I wouldn't say that they're completely opposites. I think at the beginning they think they're complete opposites, but they have so much more in common than what they know, mm-hmm. and that's where the connection comes in. I don't want to give too much away.
How do you meet? How did the two of you meet? You're not related.
No.
In a very unusual way.
My character almost nearly runs over Mr. Green.
Definitely.
In New York City traffic. And because of that, he's sentenced to do some community service, and he has to visit him once a week for 6 months. Unwillingly.
He's not
on both parts unwilling. It's
yeah. He doesn't want to do it. Mr. Green doesn't want him there. And from there, it kind of takes off, and this very odd relationship forms, because you don't really know when they you know, you can't really – for me, it's difficult to see when it switches over as to when they care about one another. You know, it just kind of flows. But yeah, we watch the characters over every time Ross comes in, every time he visits him. Their different interactions, and they start talking about their personal lives more and more, and different secrets become uncovered and –
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting you talk about it as a flow, because that's how Bruce, your director, Bruce Cohn, described it as a dance.
Yeah.
This flowing between, and that in a dance you're not always sure mm-hmm. when a shift happens, because it's all part of it. So how did you come up with that feeling about the play, that it really is a dance between these two?
Because of the ebb and flow mm-hmm. of their relationship and friendship throughout the process of how it gets from point A to point B, and then all of a sudden we're back at point A again. And then, like I said, I was saying earlier, they have to reestablish.
So it's not just this linear, mm-hmm. it progresses.
Which is great, because that's the way life is. Mm-hmm. Jeff Baron has really written a wonderful play here. And in the very first rehearsal, I sat down with him and said, this play, word for word, this is what we have a euphemism called page to the stage. This is a play that you take directly the words that are written. You don't have to do anything with them except learn your lines, know your character, breathe life into your characters. which we've done and which I knew these two were going to do extremely well, and they have. They've nailed it. And the audiences that come – the people that come to see this are going to get a very special treat.
Well, it's an interesting dramatic premise that's brought the two of you together in this play and that makes you stay together, you can't just leave and give up. How did you – you know, the character that Vincent is playing is kind of a stereotype that perhaps we've seen in movies before. Mm-hmm. We know the accent. How did you go about preparing for your character, a younger person from that culture?
Some of the things about Ross, it's my character. He's also a stereotype of sorts because I feel I don't know that he necessarily has much interest in learning about his culture. You know, he was never. I don't think he was. Maybe when he was younger, he was raised and given some information. They talk about how he never knew his grandparents, so he didn't really get the initial. You know, the initial. I guess place for where he would have learned about his culture. I don't think his parents, who he doesn't necessarily have wonderful relationships with, I don't think they've given him too much. He did go to Hebrew school, things like that. So he has
– Had his bar mitzvah.
Yeah, he had a bar mitzvah, things like that. So he's gone through the elements. I'm trying to compare it to something. Mm-hmm. I was raised Catholic, and I know when I was when I was growing up, it was something that we just had to do. I grew up in a household where, you know, we respected the religion, but it was almost like an obligation. Mm-hmm. And when we got older, not necessarily that you stop caring, mm-hmm. but it's just something that you're raised.
Or if you say, as he has no grandparents in the play, didn't know his grandparents. If you hadn't known your grandparents, your Catholic,
right.
Acadian grandparents, you might not have encountered such a unique character,
mm-hmm. right?
And
exactly.
really not known how to relate to them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's difficult. I mean, there are a lot of things about the character that I play that are completely like me. Mm-hmm. I am very much the character that I play, so that was very easy to morph into. It's a very emotional process. As the play goes on, we both go into these very giant emotional states, and the characters can relate very well to one another, and so it's very simple. Vince taught me algebra too in high school.
How do you bring that into the role?
Well, it's actually been extremely helpful because we've known each other for such
a
long time.
Can call up those feelings of fear and panic.
No, wait a minute.
No, but we've known each other, so it wasn't like working with someone that I had never met before, never mm-hmm. worked with before, because we mm-hmm. worked with each other for an entire year, and then we've known each other years after. So that was nice.
I think you mentioned stereotype. I think that's not quite what I would think. I would think that Ross is more of a commonality.
Yeah.
In regards to the gap between the generations.
Yeah.
Here is the generation that is completely following the religion to a core, the Orthodox, the by the book type deal. And yours, you're more loose.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not practicing it because of what your character is going through. And I think that was what was happening when I was growing up too, because I was raised in a Jewish family. And so I think that's a generational thing. I think mm-hmm. that's always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if the two of you have been in theater intensely for quite a while, even you, Andrew. Yeah, I think you've been in here more than they have, talking about plays that you all have done with the Tea Sippers.
Yeah.
Well, what has this production added to your sense of yourself as an actor and being in theater in this area? What have you – I mean, you're obviously glad that Bruce has brought the two of you together and that you've been able to do this play. What has it added to you as your theater life, Vincent?
I guess 7 years ago, my mother passed away, and that's been an extremely traumatic experience. And my version of dealing with it was to throw myself into even more plays so that I wouldn't notice the gap, the void. And now it's become more an experience of I don't feel – there are some people who, like, the moment the play ends – they go through this postpartum depression kind of thing, and I've almost forced myself, never allowed myself to experience that, because I never finish one without plans for another one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I always thought, you know, there will come a time I will mix them all up and I will say the wrong lines on stage. And I'm grateful that's never happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The actor's nightmare.
Yeah. But if anything, it's taught me that there are some very special relationships in theater. It's extremely intense, usually mm-hmm. that 6 to 8 week process where you're trapped with people. And then it no longer feels like you're trapped mm-hmm. with people. You actually enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad for each play because it adds a greater circle of people to know.
Well, and to be in a play, again, and you have been, because I know you've done love letters
right.
often. So you know what that is, to be in that very intense, intimate relationship with just one other person mm-hmm. in a play. Is this your first time being in a play with just two people, Andrew? Or
I'm trying to remember. I think this is the first time I've acted with just solely another. I've done mm-hmm. a three-person and a four-person, but mm-hmm. I think this is mm-hmm. This has been really, really nice. Something that we've been wanting to do as the T-Sippers, we wanted to expand, and so that we've got to produce and work with Bruce and being mm-hmm. able to do that. That's really, really nice. It's just so many more. It's just another strand of the variety. And for me, this play personally, you know, like I was saying, some things that Ross goes through, I've gone through in my life, and being able to, I guess, not necessarily relive it, but remember and, you know, reminisce on those things and actually deal with them, you know, because when you're acting, you're also dealing with everything. You know, that's part of it.
And helping everyone in the audience deal with it too.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's really been nice. It can be difficult at times, but it's been really nice to go back and to kind of view things a different way and, you know, see how Mr. Green would view the issues that I'm having or the issues that he has with me, and kind of put other people that I've mm-hmm. lived with in you know his place to kind of maybe understand more. So it's been a very positive thing on all parts. You know, mm-hmm. Just being in another production, which is always exciting.
And Bruce, I'm sure people are wondering how this is playing out for you, having acted in it quite a while ago. How is it directing and seeing other people act in it?
Well, it's wonderful because I feel very strongly that a very good director is a good caster. 90% of directing is casting, really, when it comes down to it. And I've got the two of the top, mm-hmm. the cream of the crop. And so I basically, they'll tell you, I just watch them.
Mm-hmm. So you don't find yourself pushing Vincent out of the way and saying his lines?
No, no. No, that quite hasn't happened, and it's funny, but it's actually crossed my mind. I did not want to get in his way at mm-hmm. all in regards to my experience. My experience was my experience. Vincent's is what he's experiencing, and I gave him full court, you know, the full aspect to be able to find his way to the characters. And that's how I direct. I let the actors find their way. I'll guide them, but I let them find their way because rehearsal is a process. And that's what it's all about. It's about finding our way through this thing and taking a journey. And boy, it's been really wonderful.
Well, it's opening tomorrow evening, so you have your final dress rehearsal tonight.
Correct.
And then it opens to the public on Friday. There will be just two performances this weekend. There's no matinee on Sunday. So Friday and Saturday at Cité. Great time. It's Art Walk this Saturday, mm-hmm. so you can get tickets for the play and be downtown and see a few exhibits and then head on over to the play. And then the following weekend, of course, is Valentine's weekend, so another great opportunity to go out and see plays. If you have just tuned in, we're talking about the play Visiting Mr. Green by playwright Jeff Baron. It's being directed by my guest Bruce Cohn, and Vincent Pibara and Andrew Lee Vincent are in the play. It is a co-production between the Tea Sippers Theater Group, which Andrew helped to found, and Bruce Cohn's Grigri Productions, and they are co-producing this play. Tickets available by calling Cité or mm-hmm. stopping by their website.
337-291-1122 or CitéDesArts.org, and the PayPal system has been set up for this particular play for the past 2 weeks.
Okay, so get your tickets now and enjoy this play, a pretty amazing production with very seasoned actors from our community. And I know people are always curious as to what you were mentioning, that you never have in one play without another project, what you all are working on now. Andrew, I'm sure you have something coming up after this.
Yeah, we're diving right into our production of Into the Woods, which will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in June. We actually have auditions next weekend. Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right – and on Friday and Saturday, it's right before our production of our, you know, our productions of Visiting Mr. Green. So it'll be a full weekend.
And that's the Tea Sippers.
Yeah.
We'll be putting that on.
Correct.
And Vincent, of course, you're going into your continuing world tour of
Tuesdays with Maury, round four, Opelousas in March, round five, IPAL as a fundraiser for special organizations. And then this summer, I'll be directing IPAL's Summer Youth Musical. At the moment, it's supposed to be Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Incredible. And so. Bruce, Gregory Productions, anything on the horizon?
Oh, there's always
something. You
got to
take a breather with
it. Yeah, I definitely have to take a breather.
Yeah, you're a full-time teacher as well. So,
yeah. I do the Talented Theater in Vermilion Parish, but and also work as well. And we'll see what's up. Nothing set yet, but something always on the horizon.
I'm sure we'll have you back to talk more about it. What an incredible ferment and foment of theater here in our community. And we thank you all for your dedication to it, and we look forward to seeing Visiting Mr. Green.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Judith.
At what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Opening tonight at the Acadiana Center for the Arts is Wanderlust Theater Company's production of Eurydice by Sarah Rule. It is a modern twist on the Orpheus and Eurydice story. It will take place Thursday through Sunday. Performances tonight, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and on Sunday at 2. Tickets for Eurydice by Wanderlust are available through the Acadiana Center for the Arts, their website, or by calling their box office. And of course, it will have a performance during Art Walk if you wanted to schedule it that way. The Connection Women's Networking Group will feature Natalie Harder, Dr. Natalie Harder, tomorrow for their meeting. She will be discussing South Louisiana Community College's critical role in Acadiana's economy. She, of course, is the chancellor of SLCC. Networking begins at 11:30 at the Petroleum Club and lunch at noon. For more information, please contact Connections Women's Networking Group. Opening on Friday at Cité des Arts, the play Visiting Mr. Green, directed by Bruce Cohn and starring Vincent Barra and Andrew Lee Vincent. It will run this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and the following weekend as well. There's a public meeting scheduled on strategies to address water issues, sponsored by the League of Women Voters. That will be on Saturday morning from 8:30 until noon. It's called Get Smart About Water. It's a public meeting, free and open to everyone. It is on the calendar for the Plan Lafayette Week as a part of activities. Plan Lafayette Week is going on now through next week. For more information or to take a look at their calendar, the website is planlafayette.com. www.bruceconn.com, and you can find out about all of the public activities and those which need a ticket. This Saturday at the Horse Farm, the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market will have their French at the Market celebration. There will be musical performances by immersion students at 8:30. At 9, Franco Jean will be leading a French conversation circle open to anyone. And local musician Gainey Arsimal will lead the Cajun Jam, which is from 9 until 11. That is at the Horse Farm, the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market. This Saturday at the Louisiana State Arboretum is a program called Bluebird Basics. If you're trying to attract bluebirds to your home and feeders, you can sign up for it. The Arboretum Nature Center is within Chico State Park, 6 miles north of Ville Platte. For more information, you can call the State Arboretum or stop by their website. This Saturday, the Bag Mat Ministry has a workshop to help you learn to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. It's 9 to 2 at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette. All are invited to attend. This Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk, and among the many activities, there will be a Plan Lafayette event at the Lafayette Science Museum from 5 until 8. It is open to the public and no registration is required. There will be lots of information about the new comprehensive plan, the draft plan, and the four big ideas included in it. All are invited again during Second Saturday Art Walk at the Lafayette Science Museum from 5 to 8. Arts and Fleas, which has quite a number of artists participating in, will take place in Parc de Lafayette now every art walk from 5 until 10. There will be music in Parc de Lafayette as well for the Arts and Fleas. Lots of exhibits, some returning, some new. A collection of work by Megan Barra is at Cité des Arts called Silk Compositions. You can see that during Art Walk. On Saturday, the UL Symphony Orchestra will present a free concert in Angèle Hall. They will be joined by quite a number of pre-college string players from throughout Louisiana. They'll be performing music by Mozart and Rimsky-Korsakov and many others. That's this Saturday, 7:30, a free concert in Angèle Hall on the UL campus by the UL Symphony Orchestra. Boom Boom Burlesque presents Le Voyage d'Amour this Saturday at 10 o'clock at Cité des Arts. Tickets are available at the door or online through Cité des Arts. And Betty Page Reveals All will be shown at the Cane Fire Film Series this coming Monday, February 10th, at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It's at 7:30. There will be a Betty Page lookalike contest at 7:30, and then the film will be shown afterwards. Tickets are available at the door or by calling the ACA or going to their website. Les Mains Guidées continues at Vermilionville with M. Lemieux offering a workshop on open hearth cooking Tuesday, February 11th from 6 to 8. For more information, you can contact Vermilionville. And opening next week on the 13th, The Bumpy Road, A Journey Through Pregnancy, a production by Sarah Gauthier and Allison Baron Brandon. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also support KRVS securely at any time at our website. And each week we have a new music video posted on our website that was recorded and filmed in our studios, in Cypress Lake Studios, by Joanna Devine, Allison Bowl DeHart, and Peter DeHart. This week, Sunny Landreth is up, and tomorrow we will be putting a new music video up. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6, ATC from 6 to 7, Fresh Air, This American Life at 7, From the Shamrock Shore at 8, Franco Mix at 9, and Earthbeat at 10. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.